A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. With 13 days to go until Election Day, the Trump and Clinton campaigns are each making a big final push. And the news this week of huge increases in Obamacare premiums is adding new fuel to the fire.
All of my employees are having a tremendous problem with Obamacare.
Donald Trump seizing on news that Obamacare premiums are set to spike in price next year. But his insistence that Obamacare is causing havoc for his workers was contradicted by a manager at one of his resorts.
I'd say 99% of our employees are insured through the hotel.
Trump's Florida trip Tuesday, part of the battleground state barnstorming he's set to continue Wednesday. The Democrats taking the same approach with three Clintons in three states. Hillary in Florida, daughter Chelsea in Ohio, and Bill Clinton in North Carolina. I'm Reid Binion.
The debate over Obamacare suddenly reemerging as an issue in the campaign has prompted the Clinton campaign to push even harder to get people to vote early.
This is a political headache that she was not expecting or looking for here in the final days. It's why they want to bank those early votes now.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Most of the attention this election cycle has been on the presidential race, but there is a congressional contest in Northern Virginia that's really heating up.
In Virginia's 10th congressional district race, it's an incumbent versus a newcomer. As for Democrat Lou Anne Bennett attacked Republican Barbara Comstock by trying to link her to Donald Trump, Jeffrey Skelly is a political analyst at UVA.
By Democrats, because they believe that Donald Trump is a damaging force for the Republican brand.
Sabato's crystal ball at UVA is calling the race a toss-up for now, but Skelly says extra campaign cash could help the incumbent.
On that front, Comstock surely has the resources to try to pull off a survival act.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
What may prove to be the most disruptive Metro SafeTrack surge of the entire program starts this weekend. This as the battle continues over long-term funding for the system.
I know it's sort of a chicken and egg problem. We need money to get the ridership up.
But Maryland Governor Larry Hogan wants to wait for problems to be fixed before he commits to more money.
What we need is for you to start cleaning up the mess.
He says he is keeping an open mind, though, if counties want to look at a tax increase. Today, the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments is releasing a report outlining the importance of overhauling how Metro gets its money if it wants to survive. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says he's open to giving more money if certain benchmarks are met. At the same time, Metro's getting ready for another SafeTrack surge starting this weekend. It shuts down the red line between Fort Totten and Noma. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Whenever snow falls in Washington, the official measurement for the city takes place at Reagan National Airport. But now the D.C. Council is looking to move the official measuring station closer in to produce a more accurate snowfall reading. Chris Strong is with the National Weather Service.
The biggest difficulty is having a 24/7 facility that is there to constantly measure snow 365 days a year.
Alternatives being considered include the White House, the National Arboretum, the zoo, or even the mall. A Baltimore City prosecutor has been arrested on child pornography charges. 39-year-old Patrick Moran was arrested after his home was raided early yesterday. Police say they found pictures and videos of child porn at Moran. Home. The long case of the kid with the Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun has finally been settled. The Anne Arundel County youngster was 7 when he was first suspended from school after nibbling his toaster pastry into the shape of a gun. Now he's 11. His case has finally been settled. We can't tell you, though, how it was settled, because the lawyers involved can't tell us. They signed a non-disclosure agreement. And Justin Timberlake's Instagram posting of himself at the voting booth in Tennessee is drawing questions about whether that was breaking the law. A Tennessee law passed this year bars voters from taking photos or video inside a polling location, but laws nationwide are mixed on whether voters are allowed to take selfies while voting. Virginia's attorney general recently said polling place selfies are fine as long as you're not interfering with anyone else's voting. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,169, the Nasdaq at 52.83. Sports: Corey Kluber holds the Cubs at bay as the Indians win Game 1 of the World Series. Tonight's Game 2 has been moved up to 7 o'clock because of the threat of rain. NHL, the Caps take on the Oilers tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app, available now wherever you download apps.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow!
Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Interstate 95. We have slowdowns, but crews were able to quickly take care of this car fire northbound on I-95 as you come up toward the Prince William Parkway. Looks like most of that activity confined to the shoulder. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're going to take you southbound as you approach Route 100. That's where we have the crash. Heading inside the Beltway, 295. Looks okay right as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, but you'll start to see some of the slowdowns after Eastern Avenue, and that'll take you down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Earlier incident that we had was minor, quickly gone on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. 66, here we come through Manassas, a little bit of volume, also in Falls Church, a little bit below speed. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a midweek forecast. Few clouds around, sunshine dominating this morning. Comfortable, seasonable this afternoon, only in the upper 50s, so down a little from yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Stafford, 42 in Kensington, 42 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. One leading Democrat believed Hillary Clinton aides had hoped to get away with her email server secret. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up, it's 7:35 this morning. KT McFarland. At 8:05, Steve Moore is going to talk about the death spiral of Obamacare. And then at 8:35, David Martorska with the Daily Mail has been on the campaign trail with Donald Trump. He'll join us again at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
As we are 13 days away from Election Day, things are getting, well, tense between so many Americans who have vested interests in this election. I think we all have a vested interest in this election, don't we? And many people fear very passionately for the candidate of their choosing. And we saw it play out last night with people that I think many of us admire. Megyn Kelly, host of The Kelly File at 9 p.m. every night on Fox News Channel, has shown herself to be a tenacious interviewer and a very good journalist in that slot, and also her previous slot in middays on Fox News. And then Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, who is a fantastic advocate on behalf of any Republican and conservative cause, but certainly in the case of last night's interview, Donald Trump. And what we're going to do here is we're going to play you a part of this exchange. This was about a 7.5-minute interview.
Yep.
And we're playing a 2-minute segment here where things really started to go off the rails. And we want to get your response to this, most specifically with regard to the basis of this, the journalistic exchange that you're going to see. Megyn Kelly, host of this show, she, you know, tries to play it down the middle there in the Fox News primetime lineup. She has distinguished herself, I think, with her brand as being different than Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, who spend quite a bit of time monologuing and expressing their opinions. You do hear some opinion from Megyn Kelly now and again, but for the most part, when she interviews people, I think she likes to project herself as playing it down the middle, and she gives it hard to both sides of the political spectrum. Well, she began this exchange with this premise: if Trump is a sexual predator, and well, Newt didn't like that premise,
And then it went from there. And so we're going to play this exchange, and I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Is Megyn Kelly out of line here by even, you know, laying that out there as part of the questioning? Does Newt Gingrich come across as too defensive? And does he have anger issues, as Megyn Kelly suggests in this interview? Whose side are you on here? And is this fair game for a political discussion 2 weeks before an election? Here's the exchange.
If Trump is a sexual predator, that is...
He's not a sexual predator.
Okay,
you
that's
can't
your
say
opinion.
That.
I'm
you
not taking
not
a position
defend
on
that
it.
Statement.
I'm not
sick
taking
and tired of
it.
People like you using language that's inflammatory, that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
Donald
you have
Trump
no idea
this...
whether it's true or not. What we know is that
neither,
there are
neither
at least...
Neither do you.
That's right, and I'm not taking a position on it, unlike
you. Yes, you are.
You.
When you use the words, you took a position.
So what
I
said
it's very
is
unfair of you to do that, Megan.
Incorrect.
I think that is exactly the bias people are upset by.
I think that your defensiveness on this may speak volumes, sir.
No,
what I said
let me just
is
suggest
if,
to you.
No. Let me make my point, and then I'll give you the floor. What I said is if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. And what we saw on that tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it to me. We saw reporters. We saw people who had worked with him, people from Apprentice and so on and so forth. He denies it all, which is his right. My point to you is as a media story, we don't get to say the 10 women are lying. We have to cover that story, sir.
Sure. Okay, so it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000, saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
When you want to go back through the tapes of your show recently, you are fascinated with sex and you don't care about public policy.
Me?
Now that's
really
what I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what, Mr. Speaker? I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like
and
to know.
And therefore, we're going to send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing because, after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations and in large part believe that they are a real issue.
And it went on from there, actually. There's even more to it, but that's the nut of it, especially Newt Gingrich saying you are fascinated with sex. Listen, everybody is talking about this. This is getting covered on the other networks today. It's in all of the media. Newt Gingrich saying Megyn Kelly is fascinated with sex. What do you think? 888-630-9625.
Yeah.
Did Megyn Kelly cross the line with her line of questioning? Did Newt Gingrich cross the line in how he went after Megyn Kelly? Or is this basically... I'll tell you what. I'll give you my position. 888-630-WMAL.
All right, what do you think?
I think this is just a great exchange of two strong people who have strong opinions and strong ideas. And this is what makes the American political dialogue a fascinating thing to be a part of and to observe. But understand what I just said. Two people with very strong opinions going at each other. I think it's time for Megyn Kelly to stop saying that she's just playing it down the middle and she gives it to both sides, which is how I set this up. Megyn Kelly is very good at what she does, but what she does is not that much different than what Bill O'Reilly does and what Sean Hannity does. And it's time to stop pretending that the Kelly file and Megyn Kelly is just another unbiased but hard-as-nails journalist. No, Kelly has an opinion. She's pushing her opinion in the way she does her job, and that's okay. Just own it and accept it and admit it.
All right. I have a slightly different view. And this is really hard for me because I really count Megyn Kelly as a friend and a former colleague, and I love her to death. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for Speaker Gingrich. So this is very difficult for me. But here's what I think. I think that Megyn Kelly is right when she raises the question. I think it's a fair question. It is something that a journalist would be derelict if they didn't follow up on it. I think the speaker is right when he says, yeah, but that issue has become way out of balance into coverage of other things. It's all been negative against Trump, and we're not asking the questions about Hillary. He's absolutely correct in that. My biggest problem with the way this interview was conducted was what happened at the very end, which we haven't played yet. I want you to hear how the interview ended. Here is how they said goodbye to one another. Listen closely.
Polls also show that the American public is less interested in the deeds of Hillary Clinton's husband than they are in the deeds of the man who asks us to make him president, Donald Trump. We're going to have to leave it at that, and you can take your anger issues and spend some time working on them, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being
here. And you too. And you too.
Well, that Megyn Kelly stepped over the line there. She suggested that what I think it was a pretty good exchange, where each side gave pretty strong accounting of themselves. She suggested that he was out of bounds because he has quote unquote anger issues. And with all due respect to my friend Megyn Kelly, that was stepping over the line.
All right, you heard the lengthy exchange. You heard both of us give our opinions. You're next. 888-630-9625.
Right now, 6:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 southbound as you come up to Pennsylvania Avenue. Crews now with the crash, so DDOT has made it to the scene of the accident to try to get some improvement here. So patience as you make the trip south 295 Pennsylvania Avenue. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, off to a great start. Beltway through Annandale and Tyson's, no problems there. Top side of the Beltway, leaving College Park to Silver Spring. Here we come. Morning rush hour filling in through that stretch. Better news in Dale City. Northbound 95 incident completely gone. Nothing even to check out on the shoulder. So seeing delays overall as you head through Stafford and again toward the Occoquan. 395 with lanes open over the 14th Street Bridge. Prince William Parkway and the 234 bypass. That intersection is dark. Power outage at that intersection. Police are there to direct through. So a little extra patience through that intersection. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, sunshine and a few afternoon clouds, a high of 59. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 47. Thursday, a few showers possible, temperatures around 65 degrees. Friday looks like a nice day in the low 60s. Saturday, we're going to see temperatures in the low 70s, same on Sunday. Now, currently in the nation's capital, out at Reagan National, 42 degrees. But I got to tell you, in a lot of areas and within the sound of my voice, you're experiencing temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, the official flood temperature is 42 degrees at 6:17.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
You are fascinated with sex, and you don't care about public policy. Well, that's really what I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what, Mr. Speaker? I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated.
There you go. That was just part of the very lengthy exchange between Nikki Grinch and Megyn Kelly. We're getting your reaction now. 888-630-WML. Sue in Damascus. Sue, Megyn Kelly says she's speaking for you, the female voter, because you women, you're very upset about Donald Trump, and that's why she started this line of questioning with Newt Gingrich with the statement, if Trump is a sexual predator, ... What do you say, Sue?
Well, I am totally on the speaker's side. You forgot to play the end where Newt was asking her to say Bill Clinton and sexual predator right next to each other. She refused to do it.
Yeah.
And Megyn Kelly has absolutely no credibility with any woman that I know. Once we listen to that 11-minute interview with Howard Stern, where she talks about the size of her boobs, the sexual position she likes, her husband's genitalia,
well,
no credibility at all with anyone, men or women, but particularly women.
Sue, all right. Now, to be fair, listen, I got two responses to that. It's the Howard Stern Show, and that's what you get from the Howard Stern Show. And I don't know if you want to walk down that line, because we've got a lot of things that Donald Trump has said over the years on the Howard Stern Show. And he's running for office. But I understand the point that you're making. More of your calls on this. How about Howard and Laurel? Howard, you're on WMAO.
Well, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Personally, I don't think either of them came off looking very good. First of all, Megyn Kelly basically asked Newt Gingrich the when did you stop beating your wife question. You know, in other words, if Donald Trump is a sexual predator, how about rather than that, Donald Trump has been accused of being a sexual predator, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now, number one. Number two is that the speaker immediately turned negative. The one thing he didn't bring out, which to me is what is so patently obvious about the situation, is the timing. This video came out, or was originally done what, 11 years ago? And it just happens to surface 2 weeks before the election?
Yeah.
And all these accusers happen to come out just magically at the same period of time? Donald Trump has a personality. His personality has not changed for better or for worse. This is no surprise to anybody,
right,
that he talks in the way he does. You know, I personally don't care for it, but that's Donald Trump for you.
But we're engaged in a political discussion now, and the way that this question is raised and the context within it's raised, I think, is the point you're making, Howard. It's like, okay, yeah, we can talk about this, but what about all the other things and the timing of it? And Brian, Howard makes a good point there. You said that there's nothing, a journalist who didn't raise this question would be derelict. Well, first of all, this is a story that's been out there for, what, 3 weeks now? Mm-hmm. So it really, is are you derelict if you're not raising it?
No,
God knows she has raised it.
But you missed my point. My larger point is, yeah, it was fair to raise it. I think it has been raised too much. And I think that the speaker is right when he makes that point.
But also, what about the way he raised it? The way she raised it, excuse me. Yes, you're right. Listen, she can raise whatever question she wants.
Well,
but when she raises it with the predicate, if Trump is a sexual predator, that's volatile.
That's not the way I would word the question. I'll be honest with you. But we never really got to hear the entire question. And in fairness, I don't want to be too critical of that because I didn't hear how she was going to formulate the entire question because she was cut off before she got beyond the first few words.
All right. How about Jason and Bowie? You're next up on WMAL. Jason, what do you make of this exchange?
Jason. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. I think, Brian, you were spot on with respect to journalistic responsibilities with bringing up the issue. I think Newt Gingrich is too close to the forest to see the trees. When you get that close and you're that incendiary, and Newt Gingrich is very, very incendiary. And considering his background with his previous wife and his current wife, I think that he doesn't have a lot of credibility.
Well, hold on. What does that mean? I mean, hold on now,
well,
Jason.
He's an adulteress.
No, okay.
That's what
so,
he is. And a known and an admitted adulteress. And he asked for forgiveness.
That means he has lost all moral.
My point.
Well, no, because I think the premise of your point is incredibly unfair to Newt Gingrich.
Well, I mean, the same thing with Megyn Kelly. I think she stepped over the line slightly at the very end, but she brings up a legitimate argument. Okay. The only thing that she did wrong was she should have admitted that Bill Clinton is an actual known sexual predator. But so is Donald Trump. And then your other caller who says that's the way Donald Trump talks. It's not how he talks. It's how he conducts himself. It's how he acts.
Jason,
I don't know why people keep saying that, you know, well, it's just talk. It's not. It's how the man conducts himself.
All right, Jason, listen, I'm glad you had your say. Again, I don't think that if somebody is an admitted and repentant adulterer, that then makes them completely in unqualified to make a comment or defend the accusations against Donald Trump. That's the only thing that I take issue with, and I don't think it's fair to Speaker Gingrich.
More of your call straight ahead, 622.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, let's be honest. Look at your rugs. Yeah, really, I mean, isn't it time to get them cleaned? I mean, get a real, deep-down professional cleaning. Listen, when it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you know what you need? You need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system which includes washing each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of things like pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating the bare spots in your rug, and replacing the fine fringe. If you call 703-241-1111 right now, you'll receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with the minimum order. That number again is 703-241-1111. Or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. Coming soon for the holidays, it's the Child Help Toy Drive at Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield. To learn more in advance, you can go to joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with
decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed 2 deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
It is 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get you around the region and top side of the Maryland Beltway. Couple callers saying a little bit slower than normal here, coming out of College Park from 90, actually a little bit before I-95 now, and continuing around to George Avenue. It looked like traffic initially had been focusing right before the exit for University Boulevard. So if we had anything, hopefully that is out of the travel lanes by now. Now on 95 southbound, as you merge on to the Beltway, do watch for delays south of the ICC, but as you pass Powder Mill Road, you'll see that volume. 270 about the volume. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still have the delays. Southbound approaching Route 100. The crews tell me that accident all out of the travel lanes. Again, southbound BW Parkway, Route 100. Crews dealing with an incident on DC 295 inside the Beltway, still at Pennsylvania Avenue. Now with delays continuous coming off of 50, so do watch for that. And in Manassas, intersection Dark Prince William Parkway at 234 bypass under police direction. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a slight cool down as we head through today. A little high cloud around filtering our sunshine. That'll continue right through the afternoon. About 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, officially 42 degrees, 627.
We're going to have to leave it at that. And you can take your anger issues and spend some time working on them, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for being here.
And you too. And you too.
Yeah, you too. And that concluded a fiery and heated exchange last night on Fox News Channel that everybody will be talking about today. You're getting your first crack at it. Anita in Warrington, you're next up on WMAL. Was Megyn Kelly out of line in the way she pursued this issue, or was Newt Gingrich out of line by exploding at her, as we're being told he did?
Well, good morning. First off, you know, as a woman who's worked in primarily very male-dominated professions, I do not need Megyn Kelly to defend me. I'm very much aware of Mr. Trump's these allegations. I'm not voting just for Mr. Trump. I'm voting for the cabinet and everyone else who's going to appoint. I do not want the sheer blatant corruption of the Clintons anywhere near the White House again. And she was out of line. I'm sick and tired of these stories about Trump grabbed this and Trump said that. It's this country's in a critical shape. It doesn't need this to be focused on such garish topics over and over again.
All right, Anita, thank you for that. Listen, as I said, everyone's talking about it, and I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it first up. And we may revisit this later this morning.
I don't think we've heard the end of this interview.
No, sir.
It is 6:28.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Lacombe Design. When it comes to roofing, beware of winter.
That's when shingles crack and create gaps where water and ice cause damage. If you think your roof has a problem, don't make it suffer through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more expensive your replacement's going to be. Call now and qualified customers will receive 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Coming up in just a moment, it would be a throwdown for the ages, like Newt Gingrich and Megyn Kelly. How about a fight between Biden and Trump?
Yes.
Trump says he's ready for that little backyard engagement. We'll talk about it when we come back. It is now 6:30. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Florida, where early voting is now well underway, has been the focal point of the presidential campaign now for the last 3 days.
It is so great to be back in Florida.
We're going to win the state of Florida.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in a relentless fight for the golden prize of Florida's 29 electoral votes. Trump mincing no words on his view of those who choose Clinton.
Tell you what. You vote for her, you're crazy, okay?
A new CNN ORC poll shows 7 in 10 Americans now believe Clinton will win the White House.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny, Donald Trump is taking a little break from campaigning this morning to formally open his new hotel here in Washington. Later, Trump returns to the campaign trail in North Carolina. Thousands have already taken advantage of early voting in D.C.
As of close of business on Monday, we've had about 5,600 voters come to our One Judiciary Square early voting centers.
Tamara Robinson with the D.C. Board of Elections says first day early voting over the weekend may, in fact, have actually set a record this year. Maryland public defenders and the ACLU of Maryland are calling for laws to regulate police surveillance techniques out of privacy concerns. But authorities say the technology is needed to better fight crime. The Maryland House Judiciary Committee held a hearing yesterday on the use of technologies such as clandestine cell phone surveillance devices known as stingrays. Busch Gardens Tampa Bay says it is not taking any chances following a theme park accident in Australia that killed 4 adults. Busch Gardens says it is shutting down its Congo River Rapids ride, which it says is similar to the ride that malfunctioned yesterday in Australia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,169, the Nasdaq at 5783. Sports, the Cleveland Indians have grabbed a 1-0 lead in the World Series, beating the Cubs in Game 1. Game 2 is tonight at 7, moved up an hour because of the threat of rain. Hockey, the Caps are in Edmonton tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling of emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, as a WMAL listener, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report.
Get ready for some market volatility. Stocks are at highs, interest rates are at lows, no one knows what will happen when we vote in November. Is all this making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here. I want to show you how to manage your money during these tumultuous times. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the two major obstacles that can prevent you from achieving your goals, the 7 ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner, Saturday, November 5th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips, but let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money, but what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids, so the opportunity to earn any time is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LyftDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting better. Baltimore-Washington Parkway South approaching Route 100 where the crash has been cleared. Now, not so good as we head inside the Beltway. Coming off of both the BW Parkway and 50, 295 southbound 295 Kenilworth Avenue is just jammed. An incident initially reported as a broken down car southbound 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue. DDOT then said it was a crash. So a bit of activity going on there. Inbound Suitland Parkway, delays start to grow to the Wilson Bridge. You're hitting those brake lights before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now 66, Manassas, Fair Oaks, and Steel Through Falls Church seeing the brake lights. 395 as you come off the Beltway through Landmark slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Do have a touch of rain in the forecast by Thursday with a front approaching, low pressure passing to our north. This morning in decent shape, probably a light jacket, sunny clouds this afternoon, and hey, we're down to 59 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 47. Some scattered showers tomorrow, certainly not a washout. And a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Vienna, 32 in Greenbelt, 44 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 6:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Keep it here at 7:35. Always a fan favorite, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. 8:05, Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation Economist on the Obamacare collapse. And at 8:35, David Martosko, Daily Mail. He is following the Trump campaign, a reporter that has great insight into where that campaign's headed. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It would be a fight for the ages. It would be a fight to the finish. It'd be a lot of fun to watch. There's no doubt about that. How would a real, actual fight, I mean a fisticuffs bout between Joe Biden and Donald Trump end up? We want to know what you think about that. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You'll remember it was just the other day that Joe Biden was, you know, out on the campaign trail because, you know, Hillary has a lot of surrogates out there.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden is one of them.
Well, the poor dear, she's celebrating her birthday today. She's got it. She needs her rest.
Well, yes, right. You know, she's
a lot on her
plate. You don't want to work her too hard because she'll pass out.
She's got to stay home and watch her stories. Yeah. The game shows and all
so Joe
things.
Biden was out there, and there was this comment from Lunch Bucket Joe.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
And the suggestion is that if he went back behind the gym, there'd be like a, you know, they go round and round, as I'm fond of saying. You know, Joe Biden and Donald Trump going round and round. So how would that actually work out? By the way, Donald Trump has said, hey, bring it on. I'd fight you. I'd take you on. He's made that comment.
Oh, yeah. He said that last night. He said he would love to fight Joe Biden. Also, Chris Matthews gave Joe Biden a set of boxing gloves after their interview yesterday.
Oh, you want to hear that?
Well, here we are, Mr. Vice President.
Good to be back.
Right next to a gym.
That's right.
And I've been listening to you the last couple of days. You're talking about taking on Donald Trump with fisticuffs behind the gym. So I brought something along for you that might be helpful to you in your new endeavor. A couple boxing gloves.
These are
worn boxing gloves. These are the real thing.
So the Democrats are having a blast. They think it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's right. Well, how would that actually shake out? I've been looking at this morning. I've actually tried to do it as a student of boxing. And here's what I know. Joe Biden in one corner. Joe Biden, 6 foot tall. I can't get an accurate weight on him, but he's 72 years old.
He's got some reach, though. Biden's got the wingspan, doesn't he?
No, I think actually Trump have, though, because in the other corner, coming in at an aspirational weight of 236 pounds.
Wait, an aspirational weight?
Well, that's what he officially said to Dr. Oz.
236, 236. I think there may be dyslexia involved in transcribing that number.
Yeah, maybe so. I think he's 250 if he's an ounce. And standing 6'3". He's actually 3 inches taller than Joe Biden. See, I don't think Joe Biden is actually 6 foot tall.
Okay.
I've stood next to Joe Biden. I'm 6'4", and I've stood next to Joe Biden. He's 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
This is like those athletes, you know, the football players where they always inflate their size and their weight.
Sure.
I think when you say that Joe Biden is 6 foot tall, that's rounding up.
Yep.
I think that's rounding up. But anyway, Joe Biden's 6 foot, 72 years old. Trump is 70, 6'3", and he says he's 236 pounds. And so, you know, on one hand, you got Biden, who I think is probably, you know, he's a little thinner, a little trimmer, maybe a little quicker, might be pretty scrappy. And on the other hand, you got Donald Trump, who's got the reach and the weight advantage.
Yes.
So I'm not sure, what is the factor that would determine this bout? And it seems to me it comes down to, well, which one would fight dirty? And in that case, I covered, you know, Joe Biden for a lot of years on the Judiciary Committee. He fights dirty, so he probably would win, but it wouldn't be a fair fight.
All right, so you're putting your money on
I'd have
Biden.
To put my money on Biden because I think he would cheat.
By the way, here's Trump last night.
Did you see where Biden wants to take me to the back of the barn? Me. He wants it. I'd love that. Mr. Tough Guy.
he's such a New Yorker. That's the thing. I think he's got the edge because he's a New Yorker. Growing up on the mean streets
true.
Of Queens.
That's right.
He knows how to fight dirty in New York. Here's the one problem with Trump, though. Yes, you're right. He's got the height advantage. You're right. He probably has the reach advantage.
Right.
He also has the weight advantage.
Yes, he does.
But we know about his hands. And, you know, when you got tiny little fists
My gosh. You're going to go there, are you?
How about Sam in the district?
Hey,
you're
Sam,
on WMAL.
You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, I heard the story the other day, and it actually just kind of floored me that, you know, with all of the, especially on the left, the rhetoric on bullying, on anti-masculinity, on just toning down the testosterone, that
right.
they were just cheering and applauding him when he made such a statement. I also go back to, you know, my father always said, don't never start a fight. You can finish one, but never be the one to start it. And here they are. They're completely on the opposite end.
Oh, yeah, Sam. This is violent political rhetoric, is it not? He is actually calling him out, saying, and Chris Matthews loves it.
Yeah.
Here's your boxing gloves, Mr. Vice President. We want to see you kick his ass.
Look, I mean, I think that Joe Biden is sort of teasing. Don't get me wrong. I think he's saying this through humor, and he's having a fun little moment. But what's really unfair about this is that if Donald Trump had said it about him first, Donald Trump is espousing violent rhetoric from Donald Trump.
He's embracing that bully Vladimir Putin.
It wouldn't have been fair.
Joe in Germantown, who are you picking in this fight?
What do you think, Joe?
Well, I have actually seen Donald Trump try to do something physical. It was 1980. He was in a gym, and he looked totally confused. So he thinks with his mind, and he uses his mouth. Biden, on the other hand, is in pretty good physical shape. So, unfortunately, I think in this case, we would have to go with Biden. But as Brian said, this was a metaphorical kind of activity. I don't think there was actually any intent to really start a fight. So I don't think we're going to actually have the chance to see it.
Which is a darn shame, isn't it, really? It's really sort of a darn shame.
Well, but Joe took us to heart. He actually did some analyzing this and watched, you know, Trump's moves in the gym and all of those things. By the way, you know who has shown himself to be a pretty good boxer? Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Remember, Romney went into the ring with Evander Holyfield.
That's right.
And got his hair messed up and stuff, so you got that going for him. Wasn't Ronald Reagan a boxer? Why do I have I have an image of young Ronald Reagan, you know, with the gloves on?
No, he was a lifeguard.
Maybe it was for a movie.
Yeah, I don't know. How about David in Stafford? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, David.
Good morning. You know, I'm just disgusted with how much violent rhetoric is coming from the left. It's like every single response is, well, I'd kick his butt, you know. I want to fight him. Like, why can't they come at him in a completely different tone? Like, why does it always have to resort to violence? It makes me sick.
Yeah, and the double standard, if Republicans had said something like that, is the thing that bothers me. Well, thank you for your calls on this. It's now 6:44.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join my friends of Elite Shooting Sports as they commemorate their second anniversary on November 5th with an open house celebration from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tour the facility and enjoy a day of food and fun. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your home? Well, that's a great choice. That means you're paying attention to the rental market right now, which is red hot. And you know that if you rent out your home, you have the opportunity to move from just average homeowner to savvy investor. You can make more money by renting out your home, or your investment property, even an inherited home. But here's the thing. Sometimes there are challenges with renting out your home, especially if you're a novice. That's why you need to hire Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse is America's number one rent-estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their home. What's rent-estate? You hear me? Use that phrase, right? Well, here's what happens. When you rent out your home, you sit back and you let someone else pay your mortgage. That gives you steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. That's called rent estate. So you can go from homeowner to investor, but you got to have Renter's Warehouse on your side. For just $80 a month, they price your property. They quickly find you great tenants. They collect the rent and they take those maintenance calls. All for $80 a month. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or just give them a call. 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So happy to tell you that heading through town, finally lanes have been reopened. It's been a tough start here. South on 295 as you come up to Pennsylvania Avenue. Was initially reported as a broken down, then also an accident. Southbound 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue, still seeing some activity on the shoulder. So coming out of Chevrolet, out of Riverdale, both 50 and the BW Parkway, we're in that heavy stop and go. We'll take you on to New York Avenue as you come off of 50s. The signal lights at Bladensburg Road, heavy, and then again toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Those are slowest stretches on New York Avenue. Now let's get you Virginia. 395 as you come off the Beltway through Landmark, heavy on the approach to the 14th Street Bridge. Problems with some signal lights out in Manassas. They had a power problem, power outage. Prince William Parkway at Dumfries Road, also Prince William Parkway at Lake Jackson Drive. Police should be at those intersections to direct you through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking or feeling day today. Temperatures actually below average. Might not make 60. We'll put it at 59. If it makes 60, wouldn't be surprised. Sunshine around this morning and filtered by some high clouds. Same thing this afternoon. Tonight, overcast thickens west to east at 47. From that overcast tomorrow, a few scattered showers, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, officially 42 degrees, but much cooler in some of the outlying areas. Temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. 6:47.
Milo Yiannopoulos, the agent provocateur, performance artist, journalist, and bon vivant over at Breitbart News Network, who really likes to get under the skin of the politically correct left, is back in the news. Now, we had him on Washington's Drive at 5 last week. He's a very entertaining, colorful, and outspoken man, and a big supporter of Donald Trump's. And he really vexes the left because he's also a gay man from Great Britain. And so, you know, he doesn't fit into the cookie cutter little category that you're supposed to fit into if you are gay or from Europe and all of that stuff. Huge Trump supporter and really likes to push back on, a lot of forbidden aspects of the politically correct culture. He's been on this college tour, Brian, and we had him on last week because on Friday he appeared at George Washington University. And George Washington, these colleges keep putting restrictions on Milo when he goes and appears at the campus, and he's always there at the invitation of the conservative group on campus, if there is one, or the college Republicans. And of course, in some of these campuses, he's been banned outright. They just don't let him on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, free exchange of ideas.
We can't have that
there on a college campus. At George Washington University, they limited his appearance to 1 hour and said he wasn't allowed to do a meet and greet afterwards or shake hands. And as Milo put it, he said, oh, we'll follow the rules. But of course, who knows what might happen on the way from the hall to my car in the parking lot.
Yeah, there might be some of that.
Right? If someone comes up to me, I might meet and or greet them. It's so ridiculous. Anyway, he was scheduled to appear at the University of Maryland. Again, right. Free speech, free exchange of ideas. University of Maryland responded. And by the way, it's Terps for Trump is the name of the student group there at College Park that invited him. And the University of Maryland says, absolutely, we would love to have Milo here, pro-Trump guy, right before the election here in right in the shadows of Tacoma Park. We would love to have him appear here. Just one little problem, though, Terps for Trump. We're concerned that there may be some security issues.
Why would they be concerned?
You're going to have to pay for additional security, and that's going to cost you $2,000. Because, you know, college groups
don't
in Canada. So now it looks like that this appearance is in danger.
It was a backdoor way to shut down this event.
But here's the problem. If the campus is admitting there's going to be security problems, well, where are the security problems coming from? They're coming from the radical left who wants to get in people's faces and punch the people in James O'Keefe's videos.
Excuse me, I have a real problem with this. I mean, when you go to the University of Maryland, are you saying the campus can be unsafe? If there's an unsafe situation on a campus, you don't pay to call the police. The police come and they do their job.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. But
that's ridiculous.
As of now, it looks like Milo's college.
Somebody needs to come up with a $2,000.
We need $2,000 for Trump.
So that they can do this.
There may be someone out there who could do a Kickstarter. Yeah. It's 6:50 on WMAO.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Have you been thinking about or have you been wanting new windows? Well, my good friends at Thompson Creek want me to let you know that now, right now, is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install each window, custom-made for your home in our unique climate. There are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one window free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows. And by the way, your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win, win, win. You can't go wrong. Pick up the phone right now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You'll get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows. Get one window free. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. That's 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 6:53. Time to check in and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. Stocks are going to sink again on Wall Street today. We had modest losses yesterday. Consumers are worried about the election. Investors are worried about profits, especially at Apple, which sold more than 45 million iPhones and turned a $9 billion profit. But neither of those were as good as Wall Street had expected. Apple says demand for the iPhone 7 Plus, the big one, is so strong, it may not have enough for Christmas because it's can't get enough parts. Chipotle Mexican Grill saw sales fall 22% because of last year's food scare. Some of those customers may have gone to Panera, where sales and prices rose. Fewer people are listening to Pandora, which is why it lost more money last quarter. Toyota is recalling another 6 million cars worldwide to fix those faulty Takata airbags. And Donald Trump's going to take a few minutes off the campaign trail this morning so he can open up the new Trump International Hotel downtown, not too far from the White House. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems with some signal lights this morning now on 210. Getting reports that along 210 out of Accokeek, say from 228 Berry Road, and as you head toward Old Fort Road South in that area, those lights are dark. They're trying to get police to direct through as many of those intersections as possible. So please treat as a four-way stop. Same story out in Manassas, Prince William Parkway, Dumfries Road, bypass there. Again, Prince William Parkway, Lake Jackson Drive. Those signal lights also dark. They're dealing with a power outage. Now on 66, as you come eastbound through Manassas, solid lineup to get past 234, Centerville toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street. Seem just heavy brake lights there. We've been incident-free Beltway in Annandale, but slows just as you come off in 95, passing the Little River Turnpike. Top side of the Maryland Beltway jam before you get to 95 to George Avenue, Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, a high of around 59 degrees. Tonight, 47 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers, 65 degrees. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looking like nice days. Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees on WMAL.
This is Charles Rogers. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Vote between October 27 and November 3rd at one of Montgomery County's early voting centers. Visit 777vote.org to find hours and locations. Choose the most convenient location by checking the website for updated wait times. During early voting, same-day voter registration is a new option. To make sure your vote is counted, bring Maryland ID with you to make the process easy. Remember, your time, your voice, your vote.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Chaz Henry in for Mike Rogers. It's still October, but some people are already thinking about Veterans Day.
One day a year just isn't enough to talk about what veterans have contributed for us, veterans' needs, veterans' issues.
Chris Isleaves with the commission commemorating centennial anniversaries of World War I and thinking about legacies left by military veterans since then. That's why the group's already begun making social media posts about vets.
We just created a mixed bag of items that we could post, you know, every day, a couple times a day.
And they'd like you to do so, too, using the hashtag Countdown to Veterans Day. They've also set up a website to help you do more than just think about vets.
If you're so inclined to have your Veterans Day be sort of a day on instead of a day off and have a meaningful experience for Veterans Day, you can go to our website and find opportunities that are near you.
That website, countdowntoveteransday.org. Something to think about. I'm Chaz Henry.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WMAL.
There's a ritzy neighborhood in the Washington area that has a blight on its block. It's driving down the price of property. It's a Trump sign in the yard.
Also, we'll hear from KT McFarland in this next hour. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for the news.